This I believe.
I'm India Walls, and this I believe. I believe in ripping the Band-Aid off, the Band-Aid of racial stereotypes, that is. Growing up, I went to a small private school. My school prided themselves on being a multicultural school, which was true, but that didn't mean everyone was accepting of each other and were friends. It didn't mean everyone was ethnic either. Most of the school was white, with a sprinkle of Indian here or a little African there, and so on. To the white kids, I was always the black best friend and subject to, "Can I touch your hair?" and supposedly the reason some of my classmates felt entitled to say the N-word. I would get invited to parties only to be requested to play my kind of music and get awkward stares if I played anything other than rap. If they didn't make me feel like a petting zoo, they sure had a way of making me feel like a freak show. My kind of music? I never knew what that really meant. My kind of music was everything. My mom made sure me and my siblings grew up around different cultures, foods, etc. We listened to all kinds of music and even spoke a couple languages. We were taught, at least at my house, that different people do different things differently. We didn't think any other race was weird or strange and were taught to respect different customs, but I had to realize that not everyone was brought up like that. My not-so-ethnic classmates couldn't fathom me listening to country music or rock music, which I like very much. And when I told them that I didn't like watermelon, the way they looked at me, you would have thought I killed their grandmother. From that day, I took it upon myself to teach my classmates a little something about racial stigmas. I made them feel it. I would come up to them and ask them to feel their hair and call it weird or make faces like they did to me. Then I'd make stereotypical comments about their white culture, like they made fun of the ethnic cultures, but this time they deemed it rude and insensitive. A week went by, and soon enough they grew tired of my antics and demanded for me to stop. They would say I made them feel bad. I told them that it didn't feel too great when they did it to me either. The next day, no one made any comments about my hair, taste in music. They didn't make fun of the Muslim kids praying at recess, or how the Asian kids used chopsticks at lunch. They didn't ask the black kids if they stole stuff, or the Hispanic kids if he crossed the border. They simply observed. This went on for about a day, and when they finally did speak to us, it wasn't poking fun or making rude comments. They genuinely wanted to know about our cultures. They wanted to learn how to use chopsticks or say a word in Swahili. They wanted to know what shows we watched and what books we read, and were pleasantly surprised when we weren't too different after all. We were happy to answer their questions, and they were happy to learn. After the Band-Aid was successfully ripped off, the wound finally healed.